appreciate the opportunity to preach. If you will, turn your Bibles to Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10. I had a couple other that I thought the Lord wanted me to preach on, and he woke me up. I couldn't rest today, so he changed my mind. So I'm just praying that God's good, and he's going to make this thing work. Amen? So this is the one fresh off the heart. Amen? Chapter 10 of Romans, it says, "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, going about to establish their own righteousness, having not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. For Moses described the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, say not in thy heart, who shall ascend unto heaven, that is, to bring Christ down from above? Or who shall descend into the deep, that is, to bring up Christ again from the dead? But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is, the word of faith which we preach. That if thou confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? And it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things." Just for a little while tonight, I want to preach on what is salvation. Brother Sam, open us up, please. What is salvation? We live in a world that we can all pretty much agree on, other than the people in Tyler that wanted to go to an atheist meeting, non-believers, but most people are all going to heaven in their mind, amen. They've got this thing about salvation confused. I definitely do not want to leave here tonight without all of these young people growing up knowing what salvation is, amen. We don't want you to be confused tonight. And some of you older ones here, you may be confused in your life also. I've got many a family and friends that all I can hear from them is, "I got saved when I was 3, 4, or 5, amen. And that's what they're basing their salvation on. You know why? Because they pick and choose from the Bible when it says, if thou wilt say, ask God to save me. What does it say? For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. They take that thing and they live their life even though they hate the house of God. They hate the word of God. They hate the preacher that's preaching the word of God. But you know, when I was 5 years old, I asked God to save me, amen. They've been living a lie this whole time, amen. And before we get to what is salvation, we have to get to what is not salvation. Number one is your 3, 4, or 5 year profession of faith. May I remind you tonight, if you're here and you're living on that 3, 4, or 5 year salvation, you are lost without God. Amen. I want to go ahead and let you know right now, you might as well repent and realize that my profession of faith when I was 5 years old is not going to stand up. Amen. You are a confused person. You may go to church, but you hate the Word of God. You hate preaching, amen. I'm going to tell you what, it doesn't matter what you've done when you were 5, 10, 15, or 20, amen. If you don't love God's Word and God's house and God's preacher, amen, that is your sign. You are lost and headed to a devil's hell. Does everybody know what I just said? Those child's reason why I'm so against pedo salvation. They'll take them when they're a baby and they'll sprinkle them and think they're all right already when they're sending them to a devil's hell, amen. Now if a 5-year-old come up tonight and said, I think God saved me, would I kick he or she out? No, but I promise you before it's over that they'll have a change. Show me a 5-year-old that understands sin. There has to be some kind of knowledge. Knowledge. Now I know as we as parents and grandparents, we all like to say, I wish that my grandbaby would go down that aisle. I'm going to tell you right now, I could take each and every one. Channy, how old is she? I could have her walking down the aisle professing Christ the next service if you don't believe me. Something's wrong with that. But we got churches on every corner. That's exactly what they're living for. Another notch on their belt, amen. And they're making them twofold child of the devil, amen. Twofold. They're lying to them. So if you're here and you're banking on your childhood confession, you're wrong. Number two is, you're not going to be saved just with your mama or your daddy calling you. I realize that, listen, we've got children and grandchildren, and we teach them to be faithful and go down and to love God's Word, amen. But I'll tell you what, that is not salvation, amen. You cannot ride your parents' coattail and go to God's heaven, amen. It must be personal before you go to God's heaven. You're not going to ride on your mama or your daddy or your grandma or your grandpa. That was number two. Number three I wrote down, and we've hit it before. Salvation is not I'm going to church because I got my eye on some little girl or some boy, amen. I'm going to tell you what, that is not salvation. That is not loving God's word. That is not loving God's house tonight. I'm going to tell you what, it must be something other than that. Although we have and I have in my lifetime went to church chasing a girl. Good place to be, but that's not salvation. That is not salvation. If we can hang a little boy or a little girl up here to where we can help you out and get you saved, we would not only do that, but we'd give you a donut also to just make it sweeter. But it does not work that way. Salvation is not that. What were we? Number three. Number four I wrote down. Not by singing. I've heard it before. Boy, I tell you what. I was, and listen, may I say, just like tonight, that singing blessed my soul. It takes a tenderizing mallet up against an old calloused heart of mine, amen. And it makes me want to hear the preached word of God, amen. But I want to tell you what, the singing did not get you saved, amen. No, sir, it didn't. No, sir. I love to shout and run the aisle, amen. But I'll tell you what, it wasn't the shout that got me saved, amen. Even though I like to shout a little bit, amen. I like to run the aisle, but it wasn't a shout, amen, that got me saved. No, sir. Well, I went to the revival, and I'll tell you what, they were shouting it out and running the aisle, and I'll tell you, that got me saved. No, it didn't. No, it didn't. You may have had a good time. You may have had a good time in the flesh, and it's nothing wrong with it. But I tell you what, that is not salvation, amen. It's not. Number five, and I've heard it before, it is not because a bird or a butterfly flew by your face and may have landed on your arm, amen. That is not salvation, may I say tonight. The world's got their way and they're looking for a sign, but there'll be no more signs, amen. I'm going to tell you what, I don't care how many birds has come and landed on you. Or Alex saw a moth on the car today. I'm going to tell you, I told her it was a death moth because of the way she drives. That was a sign right there. But it had nothing to do with salvation, amen. People are Fruit Loops that we live around. I heard the birds singing. And I saw that little butterfly, and it was a flying. And I wouldn't thought nothing about it, but it landed on my arm. So I knew that God was calling me. No, he wasn't. That is not salvation. It's not. It's not salvation. Number six, it's not by church membership either. You can come on to church. You can ride those aisles. You can be the most faithful person down at the house of God. You can play church. You can fool us, but you'll never fool God. Amen. I'm going to tell you what, salvation is more than that. Amen. Don't bank on your membership card. And your salvation, I'll tell you what, they've got it, most of them got it written down. This is when. This is when. Better watch it. You playing with fire, literal fire you are playing with. And you will get burned. Yes, sir. That was my next point. I'm going to tell you what, you can come down here and you can depend on that preacher. There's certain denominations that say, their preacher, their denomination has to duck you under for salvation. Don't count on that. That is not salvation. I'm going to tell you what is salvation. It's in a person. And his name is Jesus Christ. Plus nothing and minus nothing tonight. I'm going to tell you what salvation is. A drawing. A calling by the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. You can say and ask God, I've said it 1,000 times in my life, Lord, save me, but I never was drawn. Amen. The difference between true salvation is you feel that unction and that power from a Holy Ghost. Amen. That's what makes a difference tonight, amen. Salvation without that drawing is no salvation at all. None. It'll just be talk. It'll be no power. It'll be no action. I'm going to tell you what, that's what the world needs right there. Just a little touch will make a difference, amen. True salvation is in Jesus Christ. Amen. You will be a changed person when you're one of His. Amen. Too many times the so-called saved never made a change. Still living like they always lived. Running with the same crowd, amen, that they've always run with. But I'm going to tell you what, that true salvation will be a separator. It'll separate the family. I seen on Facebook just this week, we had an aunt that had a birthday. I was left out. I didn't get invited. But hallelujah, praise God. I would have been the separator in the feces in the bowl of punch if I would have showed up. I would have been the fly in that ointment, amen. So they didn't even invite, which is fine. They living on a wrong profession too. And I hate to say it. You know the reason why the lost that think they're saved don't come to church? Because that light shines on them, amen. And it shows them that their deeds are evil. It shows them that something just don't quite add up. It shows it. By the looks of some of your face in here, it's showing on you. The Lord done found you out, hadn't He? Something just quite don't add up, amen. Because you know what? Salvation's a lot of knots. And salvation is only one, yes, and that's Jesus Christ. But it comes with some things that you will do, amen. Faith without works is dead. Now, your work's not going to get you to heaven, not going to keep you out of hell, amen. But it'll may show a difference in your life. Yes, it will. You'll never be the same. People around you will know you're different. Your family will see that you're different. And may I remind you, I just really hate these goody-two-shoes Christians. They're so sweet. They act like they're above the devil working on them. I'm going to go ahead and remind you, if you truly say the devil is working on you nonstop. And I promise you, as a preacher, it's worse than that, amen. When you're lost, He's already got you, amen. But when He's saved, He wants your testimony. So you telling me that you're living above sin and the devil don't bother you? You're crippled too high for crutches. Go ahead and tell you young Christians that look, once you get saved, your troubles are over. You don't have to worry about it. Let me remind you once again, most sin that I see out there that bothers me ain't ugly. Now, it's ugly to God, but these old mortal eyes ain't nothing ugly about it. I'm just being honest with you. And if you'll be honest with me, you'll say the same thing, amen. No, sir. The devil will show you things. Bring some things back that you've done in your past. Make you want them again, amen. If He can take Jesus up on high on the pinnacle and show Him some things, He can show you some things too, buddy. We just need to be walking with God where we can say, nay, nay, nay. How strong are we tonight? Are we leaving anything unturned tonight? Do we know what true salvation is, or are you still banking on a childhood profession? You better not leave here. I'm going to tell you what, and listen, I can't make you saved. But as you listen to the Word of God and you listen to the gospel preached to you, one of these days you'll feel something. You can't go on a feeling either, but boy, isn't it good to have a feeling, amen? I'm going to tell you what, when you hear the songs of Zion sing, and I tell you what, the old hair starts poking up on the back of your neck. You hear the man of God up there preaching like a house of fire, and you just get little tingling inside. I'm going to tell you what, that makes it worth it. But one of these days, he'll be knocking at your door. You'll be thinking, what is this? I was saved when I was five. What am I feeling here? Don't shut him away. He's knocking. What you got to do is open it up and just accept what he's calling. That'll be true salvation. And you'll know it. You'll know. You will know. Now tonight as we leave, boy, we got a lot to be praying for. We got children here, young adults. If you're not saved tonight, don't leave these doors without it. Don't leave it. Boy, I tell you what, Ron, why don't you dismiss us?